I was watching some kids' TV before I came out, and there was a piece of underwriting where it said something, 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 where a kid can be a kid. And I think if we were going to brand the Saint-Saëns symphony, we would say where an organ can be an organ, right?
Yes, indeed.
This is really doing what the instrument does.
Yes, it sure is. It reveals its quiet and beautiful parts in that one of my favorite movements in all of music. But it also shows full organ power, and it can be very scary. Saint-Saëns, really, before the organ comes in with the potent passage, the orchestra dies down to practically nothing. And then all of a sudden, boom.
You drive this German tank into the hole.
Yes, indeed.
The interesting thing about your role as a musician is, I think you share this in common only with Elizabeth Hainan, the harpist, in that you're using hands and feet, and your eyes have got to be in not one, not two, but three places. You've got to be looking at where your hands are going, because you have such a variety of places where they can play or make mistakes even. Mm-hmm. You've got to be looking at the music, and you've got to be looking at the conductor.
I look at the conductor first.
And well saved.
Yes, thank you. And they're always puzzled at how I'm so with their beat. But I have the wonderful TV monitor that I'm doing a close-up. I think I'm seeing the maestro better than anyone else in the orchestra. But the action is very fast. It's mechanical action. So I play a tiny bit ahead. But there's no difficulty there.
That's remarkable, though. So as the conductor gives you the beat, you're getting it on the upbeat, or where are you playing?
Oh, it's not that drastic.
Okay.
I'm really just coming in a little bit ahead of the bottom of his downbeat. And I'm listening like crazy to my fellow musicians on the stage.
Is this then the Rolls Royce of pieces for your instrument?
I'd say so. I think it's...
Certainly orchestral, right?
Yes. I think since Saint-Saëns was really an organist, he did his best to show off the organ.
Tell me a little bit more about why this is good writing for the organ then, because there have been composers who, because of necessity, wrote for the organ, but they were trying to have the organ do something else, be a multitude of other instruments. This is not trying that.
I think he's very careful about the range of the instrument and its beauty. He's very specific about the kind of stops that he wants the organist to use. Most composers are not. And he knows the optimum ranges that the organ is going to sound powerful.